It was not then, nor is it now, alone in the possibility of occurrence, and in far is that which is constantly formed and reformed by the choices of the populations of your planet, this in the metaphysical sense. 30 This makes sense to me. My take on the catastrophes, and there are numerous catastrophes occurring in the world all the time, is that the many survivable catastrophes are good news. Scientists have known for a long time that the Earth's crust is badly jammed along certain lines of overlapping tectonic plates. The planet needs to relieve these crushes and get more relaxed within her crust. This is happening by relative baby steps, and most of us are surviving it. I believe this to be the result of having a critical mass of graduation-ready ET and Earth-native wanderers on the planet in incarnation at this time, who are consciously sending light and love into the planetary vibration and lightening it. Those of you who say, we do feel that there is the potential for difficulties such as your floods, your earthquakes, those ways that the planet has of being comfortable within its own skin, for it, too, is a living being. This level of concern is appropriate. It is well to be aware that the ground under you is alive and that life is compromised by the ions of humankind. We also are aware, however, that each difficulty has a solution, and as the wheels of destiny turn, there will come balance and renewal. 31 How to explain the very common wanderers' beliefs in catastrophe, cataclysm and ascensions? Perhaps the alternative futures theory to which you are referred in speaking of Nostradamus prediens would cover it. Having seen many, many dates for liftoff and ascension come and go through the years, I personally do not any longer regard any such prediens as likely. It is not that such a catastrophe is impossible. Dinosaurs made into oil, evidences of Noah's flood and other signs let us know that planet-wide disaster occurs. It could happen tomorrow. If there were ascensions and liftoffs, wouldn't that be a grand adventure? I do not see these people as 100. Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz deluded at all. Partially mistaken, perhaps, since the events do not occur on the physical plane, but in a way that only shows their courage and willingness to serve. I like what Aluna Joy had to say about it. Remember, it is not what we do as much as why we are doing it. Walking the path of love is about adding our energy to the light. It is a waste of energy to fight the darkness. 32 It is notable that in writing a handbook for ET souls and outsiders on Earth, I have said virtually nothing about physical UFOs and their presence in our skies and among us. A quarter century ago, Don Elkins and I offered a look at UFOs in our book, Secrets of the UFO, concluding that physical UFOs are here, but finding the metaphysical messages from ET sources much more interesting. My opinion has not changed. I honestly don't think that the Greys, Insoids, and the rest necessarily have a lot to do with the messages or their delivery to humankind via channels such as myself. There are many researchers and experiencers who disagree with me, and I risk their views and am following their research. Those of you who have this to say, as both positive and negative entities attempt consciously to achieve harvestability to positive fourth density or to negative fourth density, many are the stories of contours and arrangements betwixt governments, or individuals within governments, and those who are not from your world. Because there is no way we could speak of these things that would not interfere with the free will of those who hear these words or read them. We shall simply say that were such things possible, they would be part of an illusion which is part of a play. You may make it a comedy or a tragedy. It is not anyone's choice but your own. There have indeed been many, many landings, abductions, and that which seems to be abduction but is in reality work upon the computer within you which you call your brain, placing within it programs which seem as much the truth to the one experiencing such, upon awakening, as any other memory. The basic intention here is to create fear. There are other designs which we cannot speak of because of that same law of free will, but we can say that they are inconsequential to those who choose to live a life of faith. Yes, these things are occurring, and yes, many, many positive contours are also occurring for those who seek in love and light. 33 As Dana R. pointed out to me recently, not all experiences of physical UFO contour are afraid. She, visited by many an entity and sigil, is not. And there are aspects of her kunta which are clearly metaphysical, as well as physical. This is not a clearly delineated issue, the Dastinayan between, 101, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz Physical and Metaphysical UFO Presence. Such determination of the polarity of a given UFO or UFO entity must take place one kunta at a time. If both positive and negative, or service to others and service to self, kuntas are being made, how are we to tell which kind our experience is? Here is an exchange between Elkins and those of Ra, questioner. Then in general we could say that if an individual has a close encounter with a UFO or any other type experience that seems to be UFO related, he must look to the heart of the encounter and the earth upon him to determine whether it was Orion or Confederation Kunta. Is this Kua? Ra, I am Ra. This is Kua. If there is fear and doom, the Kunta was quite likely of a negative nature. If the result is hope, friendly feelings, and the awakening of a positive feeling of purposeful service to others, the marks of Confederation Kunta are evident. 34 again. Don questioned those of Ra after he gave a lecture at a local college that was attended by very few people, perhaps 6 or 7. He gave an excellent presentation, but was discouraged to share with seemingly so few. The Ra group pointed out that the audience brought about by Orion-type publicity is not seeded by seniority of vibration to a great extent. The audience's receiving teach/learnings without stimulus from publicity will be more greatly oriented towards illumination. Therefore, forget you the counting. 35 In other words, he had talked to a few really good people who were naturally and organically drawn to the little publicized talk, as opposed to a bunch of people following the latest UFO flap or rash of sightings minutes before following something else that bounced into view. Ironically, after Don's death, we tried to gather together his taped speeches and were sad to discover that, not thinking he would leave us so soon, we had not taped him much at all. The taped lecture now offer was largely made up of his speech that day, and thousands have, by now, heard the tape, which we distribute. 36. Harvest on planet Earth. Harvest is a trigger word for a lot of New Age personalities across a wide range of orientation. I feel there are two harvests going on in the Earth world today, a harvest of its peoples and a harvest of the planet itself. This, 102, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz Sense of Living in a Time of Culmination or Completion is very common among wanderers. Confederation entities have talked about cycles of time within which the planetary population has the opportunity to learn the lessons of love that make up the curriculum of the Earth School of Hard Knocks. According to them, we are at the end of a minor cycle of 25,000 years, roughly, and also at the end of the major cycle of 75,000 years. There is a harvest of souls possible at the end of each of the three minor cycles within a major cycle. But Earth's first two minor harvests have not happened except for a tiny few who were able to graduate, and so all those incarnate at this time are living in a time of mandatory major harvest. Some will graduate and move on to further lessons, some will repeat this grade or density of the school, as their lessons have not yet been learned. Here, two wanderers share their sense of harvest's approach. I know that the times I have prepared for are at hand. I know the two of us are undergoing a profound and gradual transformation, guided by and sourced from the higher levels of reality. It is clear to me that the only thing left to do is puff my ability to surrender to spirit and to do whatever I am asked to do with my whole heart. 37 I feel very excited by being here at this time in Earth's history. I really don't know what each day brings, but I have a sense of being here for a reason. A need to help and guide, and I feel that all I've done and experienced has led me to this place now. Ready for what? I'm not sure. 38 It's refreshing to hear the very excited 109, a charming woman who describes herself as a star child fascinated by the other, say that she's not sure what is coming. So many people have set ideas, and my feeling is that all the timetables are probably wrong. It's hard to realize, from the earthbound perspective, how foreshortened time itself is when seen from the metaphysical universe. truly is it said that a thousand ages in his sight are but a moment gone. 39 I feel quite certain that metaphysical processes are indeed occurring, but that they will be far more subtle and take place over a far longer period of time than is generally thought by those keen on bringing in this new age. In orienting us to my version of what's happening in this harvest, I begin with the concept of seniority by vibration. I feel that each person on the earth today has achieved an incarnation at this time because each has the capacity to achieve a successful graduation. Those of you O State, 103, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz. There has been a radical upswing, shall we say, in awakening souls. It is for this reason that some within this group chose incarnation upon this sphere at this time. This is indeed an harvest season for those entities who now dance the dance of third density. This is a time when each of those who has been allowed to incarnate has the possibility of graduating into the next density at the end of this incarnation. The line to get into the physical third density planet Earth atmosphere is a long one, for the need here is great at this time. 40 How does one judge seniority of vibration? Don asks those of Ra, questioner. Would the red ray, an intense red ray, then be used as an index for seniority in incarnation as well as an intense violet ray? Ra, I am Ra. This is partially Kara. In the graduation or harvesting to fourth density positive, the red ray is seen only as that which, being elevated, is the basis for all that occurs in vibratory levels, the sum of this being violet ray energy. This violet ray is the only consideration for fourth density positive. In assessing the harvestable fourth density negative, the intensity of the red as well as the orange and the yellow rays is looked upon quite carefully as a great deal of stamina and energy of this type is necessary for the negative progression, it being extremely difficult to open the gateway to intelligent infinity from the solar plexus center. This is necessary for harvest in fourth density negative. 41 This quote presents a tangle of information on energy systems and polarity. We will look at the concepts of chakras and energy centers in the next chapter and the concept of metaphysical polarity in chapter 6. There is also information on these topics in the glossary. The concept of a mixed harvest is central, for that is what we are having, with some few souls now able to graduate from this density in the positive or service to others sense, and some, even fewer, souls graduating in the negative sense. There is still time for people not quite sufficiently polarized to achieve adequate polarization to make the grade, and at present, the earth is populated by those who have won the right to a life now because it is within their reach to do it. Many of those who are seeking at this time are those who have, by seniority of vibration, been given the opportunity of incarnating at a time when both the positive polarity and the negative polarity are attempting to increase the intensity of their distortions toward service to others for the positive entities and service to self for the negatively polarizing entities. 42, 104, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz. As we earthlings say, Katie, bar the door. We certainly are having interesting catalyst these days. And all to prepare us for something called harvest. A more clear term for it, I feel, is graduation. We are in the third density, call it the third grade. We may have wandered here from a position in late third, fourth, fifth, or sixth grade, but when we incarnated here, we all became third graders again. And we shall join all Earth natives in having to pass this third density graduation in order to leave third density at the end of this incarnation. Again, bear with me here, we will discuss densities further in the next chapter. Now what are the requirements of this graduation of souls at harvest on planet Earth? The first requirement sounds simple enough. We need to be thinking about service to others more than half the time. It is necessary that the student have the persistent desire to be of service to others in excess of the 51 percentile in order that this student might be able to withstand the more intense light emanations that are the normal boundaries or givens, shall we say, of the fourth density experience. 43 This 51% rule, let's call it, applies to those who are on the service to others, or positive path. For those with a less stringently literal and scientific bent, we could say that the rule is to think of others more than of ourselves. For those who are on the service to self, or negative path, the requirements are different. The entity who wishes to pursue the path of service to self must attain a grade of 5, that is 5% service to others, 95% service to self. It must approach totality. The negative path is quite difficult to attain harvest ability upon and requires great dedication. Questioner, why is the negative path so much more difficult to attain harvest ability upon than the positive? Ra, I am Ra. This is due to a distortion of the law of one which indicates that the gateway to intelligent infinity be a gateway at the end of a straight and narrow path, as you may call it. To attain 51% dedication to the welfare of other selves is as difficult as attaining a grade of 5% dedication to other selves, that is 95% service to self. There, shall we say, sinkhole of indifferences between those two. 44 So positively polarized people need to reach 51% service to others, whereas negatively polarized people need to reach a grade of 95% service to self. We, 105, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz may see here the Orion of polarity, with one's will very important in keeping the self focused upon one's goals within the daily life. It is in this focus that so many people remain distraught or sleeping during this momentous time. Even the keenest among us may sometimes rest in what those of Ra call the sinkhole of indifference, where we are doing a good deed, then a selfish one, then a good one again, back and forth, never getting off dead center and starting that swing of intent and focus to one or the other pole of love and service to others, or self. To polarize, we need to choose again and again to serve others at the expense of the self, for the path of service to others or radiation, or to manipulate and control others for benefit to the self, for the path of service to self or magnetism. Next, the usual requirement is that graduation or harvest take place after the death of the physical body. The end times are not drawing near. The end times have well begun, and they shall continue for many of your years to come. It is impossible to tell you, even if we could, when the transition will be complete. We can tell you that it shall be non-dramatic, that those who are harvested shall be harvested as their natural lifetime of incarnational lessons draws to a close. 45 Although it is extremely rare, there is, very occasionally, a special soul who achieves graduation while in incarnation, but the chance to leave the earth plane and advance alone is almost never taken. Questioner, you stated at an earlier time that penetration of the eighth level or intelligent infinity allows a mind-slash-body-slash-spirit complex to be harvested if it wishes at any time, space during the cycle. When this penetration of the eighth level occurs, what does the entity who penetrates it experience? Ra, I am Ra. The experience of each entity is unique in its perception of intelligent infinity. Perceptions range from a limitless joy to a strong dedication to service to others while in the incarnated state. The entity which reaches intelligent infinity most often will perceive this experience as one of unspeakable profundity. However, it is not usual for the entity to immediately desire the cessation of the incarnation. Rather, the desire to communicate or use this experience to aid others is extremely strong. 46 The last requirement for harvest or graduation is, surprisingly perhaps, knowing that one does not know anything. 106 Chapter 4 The New Age Buzz. Questioner, I am assuming that it is not necessary for an individual to understand the law of one to go from the third to the fourth density. Is this correct? Ra, I am Ra. It is absolutely necessary that an entity consciously realize it does not understand in order for it to be harvestable. Understanding is not of this density. 47 It occurred to Don to ask how usual it is for a harvest to be mixed. Questioner, how common in the universe is a mixed harvest from a planet of both positively and negatively oriented mind-slash-body-slash-spirit complexes? Ra, I am Ra. Among planetary harvests which yield an harvest of mind-slash-body-spirit complex is approximately 10% are negative, approximately 60% are positive, and approximately 30% are mixed, with nearly all harvest being positive. In the event of mixed harvest, it is almost unknown for the majority of the harvest to be negative. When a planet moves strongly towards the negative, there is almost no opportunity for harvestable positive polarization. 48. There we have it. About 1 in 3 harvests is mixed as ours is now. We are not as weird as some may feel. Harvest, as far as I have been able to determine, takes place after the physical death. Just how does that work? Those of Ra say, those who, finishing a cycle of experience, demonstrate grades of distortion of that understanding of thought and iron, will be separated by their own choice into the vibratory distortion most comfortable to their mind/body/spirit complexes. This process is guarded or watched by those nurturing beings who, being very close to the law of one in their distortions, nevertheless, move towards Y of service. Thus, the illusion is created of light, or more properly but less understandably, light, love. This is in varying degrees of intensity. The spirit complex of each harvested entity moves along the line of light until the light grows too glaring, at which time the entity stops. This entity may have barely reached third density or may be very, very close to the ending of the third density light, love distortion vibratory complex. Nevertheless, those who fall within this oave of intensifying light, love then experience a major cycle during which there are opportunities for the discovery of the distortions which are inherent in each entity and, therefore, the lessening of these distortions. 49, 107, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz. This line of light or proper place of love, light is something I have come to call the steps of light. It is easier for me to visualize the process this way. I can see walking into the light that grows ever dense and more light-filled, until the glare stops me. I just help that fullest light I am able to welcome, when I walk the steps of light, is that of my home density. Now, for the other harvest, the harvest of the planet, Earth, Terra, or Gaia. How does this planetary harvest work? Don asks, questioner, how does a third density planet become a fourth density planet? Ra, I am Ra. This will be the last full question. The fourth density is, as we have said, as regularized in its approach as the striking of a clock upon the hour. The space, time of your solar system has enabled this planetary sphere to spiral into space, time of a different vibrational configuration. This causes the planetary sphere to be able to be molded by these new distortions. However, the thought forms of your people during this transition period are such that the mind/body/spirit complexes of both individual and societies are scattered throughout the sprum instead of becoming able to grasp the needle, shall we say, and point the compass in one direction. Thus, the entry into the vibration of love, sometimes called by your people the vibration of understanding, is not of 5 with your present societal complex. Thus, the harvest shall be such that many will repeat the third density cycle. The energies of your wanderers, your teachers, and your adepts at this time are all bent upon increasing the harvest. However, there are few to harvest. 50. Obviously, our planet is having trouble being born into fourth density time/space and space, time. Hence the many catastrophes, as the planet attempts to balance itself. The Confederation feels that we are basically in fourth density space, time already, that it has been moving into it as a solar system for some time. We cannot see this with our third density senses. When this process is completed, in a century or 3, what will Earth be? Questioner, on this planet after the harvest is complete, will fourth density beings be incarnate on the surface as we know it now? Ra, I am Ra. The probability, possibility vortices indicate this to be most likely. 51. Some few souls are already incarnating in fourth density bodies. 108. Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz. Questioner, would the purpose in transitioning to Earth prior to the complete changeover then be for the experience to be gained here before the harvesting process? Ra, I am Ra. This is Kua. These entities are not wanderers in the sense that this planetary sphere is their fourth density home planet. However, The experience of this service is earned only by those harvested third density entities which have demonstrated a great deal of orientation towards service to others. It is a privilege to be allowed this early in incarnation, as there is much experiential catalyst in service to other selves at this harvesting. 52 So we have early souls pioneering fourth density. But will fourth density take over from third density? Not on this earth plane. Those of Ra clarify, questioner, at present we have, in third density incarnation on this plane, those third density entities of the planet Earth who have been here for some number of incarnations, who will graduate in the three-way split, positive polarity remaining for fourth density experience on this planet, the negative polarity harvestable going to another planet, and the rest, of, unharvestable third density going to another third density planet. In addition to these entities, I am assuming that we have here some entities already harvestable from other third density planets who have come here and have incarnated in third density form to make the transition with this planet into fourth density, plus wanderers. Is this Ku? Ra, I am Ra. This is Ku, except we may note a small point. The positively oriented harvested entities will remain in this planetary influence but not upon this plane. 53 For us third density folks who are working towards harvest, what are our aims? The first and central one is to be. Those of the Confederation talk about this challenging concept. During the incarnation, it is well if one attempts to be one's self, to be that pattern, to be that choice, to be true to the self. For the self to which you are true is the greater self, the higher self that has laid the path before you in a fashion which allows for the free will interpretation of many, many details and yet which assures each entity that the path has been laid and laid clearly. 54 To wanderers talk about being, 109, Chapter 4, The New Age buzz for me, it is about balance. Yes. The potential for any number of disasters or disastrous events is there. And quite probable. And yes, our time on this planet is growing shorter. All the more reason to be and not rear. 55 Follow your own heart. If you are led to help with the harvest, help with the harvest. If you believe you will be here after the harvest, be here after the harvest. If you believe Jesus Christ is coming again, look for the coming. If you know that ETs are trying to come to us, listen for the message. Just be who you are, and know that no matter how unique or alienated you may feel, you are not alone. Just be and the rest will take care of itself. 56 Being is a hard thing for us to think about, because of our doing mentality, the work ethic of our culture. But once we are able to see the task clearly, the way is open for our efforts. Another worthy aim for those working towards graduation is oneness with the heart of self and creator. As you enter this season of harvest, you know there is service to perform and you wish to be about it, and we say to you that the way to serve the creator at this time is to open the heart to the present moment and price that precious oneness with the creator. 57 A central aim of those approaching harvest is polarizing. Each of you is capable within this lifetime of achieving a harvestable attitude towards love. That is, each of you is capable of caring more for another, for loving another, understanding another, comforting another, consoling another, forgiving another, more than each cares for being understood or being loved or being consoled or being forgiven. This sacrificial nature of love, where one spends more of one's time concerned with aiding others than one does concerned with aiding oneself, is a tremendously helpful way to move in polarization ever closer to the point where, when you do enter the larger life after the death of the animal which has carried you about, you shall be able to use the requisite amount of light from the infinite creator. 58 Those of Ra suggest that balance is an aim for those working on harvestability. Each mind/body/spirit complex has its own patterns of elevation and its own rhythms of awakening. The important thing for harvest is there, 110, Chapter 4, The New Age Buzz. Harmonious balance between the various energy centers of the mind/body/spirit complex. This is to be noted as of relative import. 59 Work with the will and intensity of desire. Round out this short look at the aims of those approaching harvest, as your planet nears that, which is called the harvest, the experiences of many shall be intensified, for as time for harvest grows short, the work in order to achieve harvest must be accomplished in a shorter time. When time is short, then intensity must replace the time that is no longer available. Great work in consciousness can be done in this short time that remains before the harvest of souls from your planet.